Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. So last week, again, I can't say enough the number of times that listeners send me stuff that we can't possibly know everything that's going on. To be honest, I wish we focused on Delaware more. I've told DJ, all right, start looking at Delaware. Stuff comes out of there that's like Joe Biden came out of there. So listeners sent me this editorial in the Wilmington Online, I think it was, Representative Jeff Spiegelman, and in this, he's talking about their recreational marijuana, what's proposed at least. Wow. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Representative Jeff, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm still suffering a bit of a hangover from last night's 76ers game, so I appreciate the distraction.
Well, you want to join the movement that Ben Simmons can't possibly be here by the end of June? He's got to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Ben Simmons is still there, my eyes are not on that TV, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore either, Jeff, too. It's an amazing spectacle that we've seen play out. But equally amazing, you know, our listeners are eagle eyes. They're smart people. And I didn't see what was going on. We're too busy with Murphy and then the shenanigans in Pennsylvania around various laws. Where you are in Delaware, though, they set up it seems as if the focus, rather than following the will of the voters, which appears to be, as far as I know, they'd like to have recreational marijuana, is the social equity part of it. Well, why is that such a big part of this?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I think you're right. I think most Delaware voters, if you were to poll across the state, most Delaware voters would probably be in favor of some sort of legalization of marijuana. The trick is, and one of the reasons why we live in this representative democracy, is that people don't, you know, the citizens don't vote on the law. They vote on the people who vote on the law. And the people who they vote on to vote on the law are supposed to be there to craft good laws, because normal citizenry don't have the time or inclination to vote on it directly themselves. That's why our founding fathers set up this wonderful system that we have. And so what we have in front of us is a bill where, you know, a good chunk of the population says, I don't want marijuana under any circumstances whatsoever. A good chunk of the population says, I want marijuana and I don't care what it looks like. I just want it. And then there's kind of everybody else who says, well, craft a good bill for marijuana, and that's kind of where this comes in. And unfortunately, as it's written, it's really not a good bill.
Well, to Jeff, reference your question, it is remarkable. Yeah, the social equity that is out there.
Yeah,
it's amazing that
comes
you get
from
an advantage.
A couple of other jurisdictions that yeah. passed legalization laws around the country. And I won't get into too much of the specifics as to what those different bills were around the country, but the idea was within a lot of the thinking around this part of the bill is that those who are most disproportionately negatively affected by marijuana prohibition are persons of color. And so the bill, as it's drafted, again, the theory is if you gear the bill towards advantaging persons of color within the bill itself to get licenses, then those who are most disproportionately negatively affected will be disproportionately positively affected. That's the theory. The practice is, it says in the bill that there is a third license. So there's an open retail license for anybody. There's a small business license for, you know, smaller mom and pop style stores. And then there's the social equity license, where you go straight to the front of the line if you have a criminal record related to marijuana for anything but distribution to a minor. Which is interesting because, of course, everybody knows that your local drug dealer will check to make sure that he's not distributing to a minor before selling them the drugs. Of course, all drug dealers will do that.
Yeah.
For listeners paying attention, that is sarcasm that you're hearing out of my voice. So in other words, if you got caught, if you were unlucky or stupid enough to get caught dealing drugs, don't worry. The state of Delaware is going to give you a license to sell drugs legally. When in reality, part of my editorial was a variety of problems within the bill. One of the things that I am most concerned with is maybe if we're going to do a social equity license, maybe it should go to people with clean records, because they're more likely, though of course that is hedging your bets, but you're more likely to follow the law you haven't already been caught not following the law, I think is kind of the idea.
I would ask you, how are you in an assembly? I mean, look, in Philadelphia, we have city council, so anything is possible. Also, Jeff, they apparently say, or you said, that if you have someone related to you and they have a similar conviction, that counts for points on this social equity scale. Also, I'm all about not making this an insider's game. We're seeing that in Jersey, the battle over that, where just some entities who pay politicians off or have enough money, they swoop in and gather up the licensure. I get that. There's got to be a space here. But do they actually seem to say it's not just social equity, but you might know more about this or something? Is that a thought in their mind? You'd do a better job if you were a drug dealer?
No, I really think the idea is, well, it's kind of like the old thing where, like, you know, maybe if you went to jail for grand theft auto, maybe you shouldn't work at a used car lot. Maybe that would be inappropriate. Or if, and the other one we have in Delaware, or if you got caught, you know, transporting liquor across state lines or, you know, making your own and selling it, maybe it would be inappropriate for you to be an alcohol distributor. Maybe there are crimes that should disqualify you from obtaining certain jobs, or at least not get you preferential treatment. Now, obviously, there's an easy fix here, and there is an easy fix. And that is to say, if you were caught with certain crimes, for example, possession of marijuana, maybe that shouldn't disqualify you from getting a job. But if you were caught distributing marijuana, maybe it should. I mean, just maybe.
Right.
It should.
See, and Jeff, that is a very reasonable approach. I agree with you. You know, if it's disproportionate and all that, we're moving past that. Now it's not a crime. But to give advantage, it just shows you how difficult it is to, I don't know, deal rationally with something where maybe your intent is not bad. Jersey experienced somewhat of the same problem. Is there anything else about this bill, other than stuff that might be technical in the weeds, in Delaware with Jeff Spiegelman, that you see as a problem?
How much time do you have?
I walk right into that. I should have known. Give me your best. Give me your best, Jeff.
I'll try my best by saying it this way. In Delaware, typically a bill that needs some help, a bill that's not really ready yet for prime time, might get one or two or maybe even three amendments, right? That's a bill that's not ready for prime time. This bill, as of last count, has 12 amendments.
Wow.
Most of them by either me or the bill's sponsor, or are friendly amendments, which shows that the bill is just simply not there yet in its language, in its approach, in its theory, that I would be comfortable voting for in its current form.
Gotcha.
And so what I'm guessing we're going to see for your listeners, you know, especially those in Delaware, our session ends for the year on June 30th. So we may have a little bit of time left.
All right,
I'm guessing that this bill is dead for the year and that it will come back in January in some form for some form or function.
I wouldn't have known fully about you, Jeff. You're quite a find, so I'd love to have you back. And again, all thanks to a listener and this just buffoonery on serious stuffs about drug dealers getting advantage under social equity. So please keep us in the loop with Dan and whatever. We'd love to hear other stuff going on in Delaware, Jeff. Thank you.
Yes, and put me at the top of the dump Ben Simmons' contract fan club.
Love it. Thank you, Jeff.
That's about all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.